Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 project here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm Lee Hutchison, and me and Dallas King make our way through the A24 filmography, and now TV shows, and along the way we aim to bring you interviews with the talent involved. In this week's episode, I'm joined for the first time by a guest from the world of A24's TV output, Madison Hine, who played Christy in Rami Season 1 episode, which sees Rami acting as an aide to Steve as he looks to have a sexual encounter with a young woman he's met online, which leaves Rami in the company of our guest character, who begins to have an eye for Rami in her moment of need. Madison takes us behind the scenes on her casting in Rami, experience on set, working with her scene partner Rami Youssef, and much, much more. Hope you too will enjoy this interview, and thanks so much to Madison for joining us. Have you always wanted to be an actor, Madison? Has that always been your hope and ambition?
Yes, it definitely has, which is odd because I know most people don't really have that growing up. They're kind of like, what am I doing in this world? But I think my whole family, honestly, has found their passion very early on. And for me, it just happened to be acting. I took my first acting class and I was hooked ever since. And then I just kind of like, it started taking up most of my days as like time progressed, and now I'm here. So it was just a very like gradual process, but acting was always, always, always in my life.
What were sort of like the early films or performers or TV that sort of like inspired you or made you think, oh, I'd love to be that person, or I'd love to do that as a career?
You know, I want to say something like very inspiring, like Marlon Brando, or like, I don't know, Marilyn Monroe, or someone just like, you know, that has this amazing acting technique and soul. But honestly, I grew up watching Disney Channel and like Hannah Montana and like The Wizards of Waverly Place. And my childhood was definitely not like, okay, let's watch all the classic 70 movies, classic 80 movies. It was definitely like funny, sad, like, you know what I mean? So I can't really say I found my acting through the traditional sense of TV and film. I honestly just found it through playing and exploring as a child and playing dress up with my sister and then finding my way into an acting class. And I kind of just like stumbled into it. I didn't like turn on a channel and be like, I need to do that. It was kind of just like more in the real world and not in like the TV sense, I guess.
If it makes you feel any better, you are not the first person to bring up like the Disney Channel as being an inspiration. We had Katie Chang from the Bling Ring on last year, and she had the same thing of like, I'd love to say this amazing actor, but it was the Disney Channel. It was Spy Kids. It was things like
Anna Montana. I grew up addicted to Miley Cyrus. I mean, I wanted to be her. I really did.
Has it been a challenge to turn that into a career? And what's been your journey so far into achieving that?
My journey has been a lot of New York training. I'm a very big person on, I'm a very big believer on training. I believe everyone needs some type of technique in order for them to be truly free. Maybe that's just ingrained in me by my acting coach. But I went to a conservatory, the William Esper Studio, and that's kind of where my passion was really just ignited, and I fully knew I wanted to be an actor, and that was at 18. It was partly due to my acting coach, Bruce McCarty, who I absolutely adore, and I really took everything he said in, but I really just trained a lot. I'm the most New York actor you will ever meet. Like, I just went to school every day, did my thing, had a couple like commercial auditions here and there, and now I'm kind of making my way into the business of acting. So I'm now in LA. So I'm just trying to still kind of find my way and see what's happening here. Like I'm still figuring all it out, but.
In addition to sort of being an actor, you've got an incredibly popular sort of YouTube channel. Has that been sort of helpful for getting you out there as well?
I did not know anyone knew about that. I tried to hide it so much. Oh my goodness. I had a YouTube channel when I was in high school. And it was just another form of it, like an escape. I was not a big fan of my high school. So I spent all my time in acting and on YouTube. And it was a way for me to kind of get out of my shell. And I just kind of created these things. And I guess it kind of did enhance my creativity in a way. in like a different sense than acting did. It kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone and made me try things that I normally wouldn't try. And maybe it has helped me to this point, behind the scenes, and things that I'm not really aware of. Like maybe it helped me get an agent or book a commercial because they saw a bubbly girl on YouTube or something along those lines, but it's not something so clear to me. Like I didn't book Rami because of YouTube. So I'm sure it helped me along the line, but just like of things I'm just not even aware of.
For those whose like first encounter like me with your work was Rami, what's been some of the highlights of your career so far? You've been in a range of sort of films, TV, shorts, including a Marvel movie as well. What's kind of some of been the highlights and experiences for you so far?
Well, I mean, I have to agree with you. It was Rami. It was an amazing experience. I just knew it was something special before I even got to set. Rami is very connected to William Esper Studio. So everyone around me was talking about how magical the experience is and how magical the show is. So I was so excited about it even before I got to set. And then when I got there, it kind of just like blew away all my expectations. Everyone there was so warm and so welcoming, and they gave you the space to be free and to try things out and be messy. And it was very ingrained in my way of acting. So it just kind of fit. I was able to just explore and be messy, and they gave me the freedom to make mistakes, and the time and the space. So I think all of those really just sealed the deal in terms of that being my favorite project to work on to date.
I can't help but ask, like, I'm not the biggest like Marvel fan in the world, but that Spider-Man Homecoming is like my favorite film. And I noticed you're like screaming girl number one. What's it like to be like day player on sort of like a huge juggernaut like a Marvel film, for example? I can imagine it's like a hugely different world to something like Rami, for example.
Oh yeah, it was definitely, I was so intimidated. It was one of my first very big projects, and I went in not knowing really to what to expect. But thankfully everyone there was so welcoming. I don't know, a standout moment for me was not on set, but I was getting my makeup done, which was such a big deal and so cool because it was like this trailer and it was also new. And then I walked back to my trailer, and then I realized Tom Holland literally walked in 2 seconds after me, and I was so disappointed. I had like the biggest crush on him at the time. And so it was just very funny to like be this close to meeting him and saying hi. And I mean, I'm glad I didn't meet him. I probably would have embarrassed myself completely, but it was just fun being in such a environment that, I don't know, it was such a big production. So it was so fun to just be in a huge production like that, and kind of get to kind of explore it behind the scenes, because I wasn't a main character. I kind of got to relax into it instead of having all this pressure on me to like memorize all the lines and like do all the work. I was kind of able to ease my way into it instead of just like jumping in and being like, oh gosh, okay, so here I am, number one on the call sheet, let's do this. So it was kind of nice to like ease my way into kind of what goes on behind a huge production like that.
I could help but smile when I was doing a bit of research before this, that you hear about these sorts of like Wikipedia pages for like Marvel, Star Trek, Star Wars, whatever. You have your own like Marvel Wikipedia page. Yeah, let me see if I can quickly get it up here. Yeah, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Wikipedia has you sort of down. It's got like your profile picture, you're as like an actor, and Screaming Girl number one, a link to sort of your backstage.com and your IMDb page. So yeah, you've made it to their Wikipedia section.
I've officially made it. Oh my goodness.
You touched on it, sort of Rami has this sort of connection to the acting studio that you were involved in. When did sort of you first hear about the opportunity for Rami? Was it always going to be this episode, or was it sort of like general kind of auditions?
No, it was just a general audition for me. I got it through my manager at the time, and I went in kind of naively. I did not know it was connected to my studio at all. And then once I booked the part, I realized how ingrained it was in my studio. And so then I actually found that out as I was getting my costume like fitted and stuff. We ended up talking, and then Esper came about, and one thing led to another. And then I realized, oh wow, okay, so this is really like I'm already home before I even got to set. So then I like told everyone at the studio and I got excited, and it was just so warm and so welcoming because I knew so many people on and off set related to the project that it just made me kind of all the nerves I had kind of just like fell away. Cause I was like, okay, whew, we're all on the same page.
When you start of audition for this, like what's your reaction when you get the script? Because the thing is like you appear in like the 8th episode of the first season, and it's not like a show at this point where it's not even out on Hulu. Nothing's been kind of released. Are you sort of going in blind for what the show is, or do you sort of get access to some of these like early cut episodes, or do you just have the script to kind of react to?
I just had the script. I had my episode. And then I had like a couple people telling me like little things here and there about like their character and what it's about and stuff. But I kind of just found my way on set, and I knew like the general idea of what the show is and kind of the tone of the show. And I think that's kind of all I needed. I don't think I needed like a whole history and a whole background. I just needed like my character and the essence of it and my relationship to the characters I'm playing with. So at the end of the day, like that would have been amazing. That would have been fun just because it's such an amazing show. Like why wouldn't I want to watch it early or like experience it early? But at the end of the day, it didn't like hinder my performance. It was definitely, I was definitely able to kind of play off of what I received and make the most of it.
You touched on it, this audition process. What is an audition process like for Rami? What do they put you through to find out what role's best for you?
Honestly, they were so sweet about it. It was just, I went into the audition room. I did my thing. I did my audition with Mia Cusimano, who I adore. She's a casting director that's New York based. And I just felt so comfortable in the audition room. They made it so warm and so welcoming. It was just me, Mia Cusimano, and then a reader. So Rami wasn't involved in the actual room, but I went in, I did my scene. I think I did it like once, and then I left. And then a few days later, my manager called me saying I got the part, and that was it. It was such an amazing experience. I cried a lot. It was just really fun. The whole thing was such a magical experience. I love it so much.
So when you get that phone call, how long is it until you're on set? Is it a couple of days? Is it a few weeks? Yeah. Or we'll get to you in a few months, depending on when your episode comes up.
Yeah, it was a very fast turnaround. I think it was probably like less than a week. I'm sure I got the phone call, and then I had to go get like braces fitted because those braces were fake. I didn't have braces at the time. And then I went to get my costume. And then the next week, I think I was shooting. And then it was over in like 3 days or so. Very, very fast.
What was your prep then in that sort of few days to like prepare to play Christy? You know, she's a very unique character. I think anyone that's listening to you or me talking to you right now gets the impression you're very, very different to Christy. Yeah. How did you use that kind of time to prepare sort of that crunch few days?
I don't know how I prepared actually. I think I took the script, I read through it, and then I kind of got the beats down. I got like my character, I got the essence of it, and then I got my relationship with the other person, and I kind of just did my background work that I learned through my training. And then honestly, I just played on set. I'm a big believer in doing as much prep as you can and then kind of saying like screw it to the prep and kind of just doing whatever that comes out of my mouth. So I'm very, very kind of religious to the spontaneity of acting. So I just really brought that to set. I just played. I played a lot. And Rami is such an amazing scene partner. Like you cannot ask for a better scene partner. So to be placed with him, it was like, okay, this is just going to be fun.
What was that sort of first day like on set? And what's kind of the setup before shooting? When does your sort of day begin for like makeup, prep, getting to set? What's the insight into that world?
Oof. Very early call times. I would probably wake up, I think around 5 a.m. and then we would take a van to set. It's just a lot of waiting around. So you have to get to set early. And then you kind of wait in your trailer, prep the lines a little more, talk to your castmates. And then there's makeup, breakfast, more waiting around. And then you finally get to set. And that's kind of when the fun happens and the magic happens. But you kind of have to make like fun happen on and off set, or it'll just be like a grueling long process. So you honestly just learn to have fun with your castmates. You learn a lot about them. And You kind of just take in the whole experience. And I think that's how you make a long day on set so magical, because you can take every moment and make it something special by just being present. So I think being on set requires just a lot of presence and a lot of patience and a lot of willing to make something boring fun until you get to set. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. It's still, I love every single second of being on set.
It's a very challenging role you've got. Like, Christy has been like through a lot before we've even met her in that moment. She's someone that self-harms, has been on clearly like an all-night kind of bender, is worn out physically and emotionally. Was it a challenge to get yourself into the mindset of that character?
I thought it would be, just because fear got a hold of me. But as soon as I stepped on set and got the costume on, and then they drew like scars on my wrist, as soon as I looked at those, it kind of dropped me into the mindset. And then it was just a matter of getting myself into the zone of fear and sadness and grief, and then kind of letting it go and exploring it and seeing where it takes me. So the initial process of me finally getting into grief was actually a little tricky for me, because I was so nervous about being on set. But as soon as I did, it all kind of clicked in, and I just kind of let creativity lead the way and let it unravel. Whatever way it did.
You touched on Rami as a scene partner. What was it like for you two to sort of work off each other? What did he sort of bring out of you, and what did you bring out of him?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It was so much fun. We both, like I said, went to the Esper studio. So we're both very big on like contact and truth and spontaneity, which I think helped a lot. So every time I was struggling, I just kind of brought it back to contact. And I could see how willing and available he was as a scene partner, that I was able to just kind of trust in him fully, which was so helpful. And I hope I was able to do the same for him. And I think we had a very good time playing off of each other, that we're able to get moments that maybe were not there originally. We were able to cover things together. So honestly, I think it was just a very... just a very, very revealing experience, because we were able to both be very present as actors. So I think we were both able to unravel the scene together.
So much goes on in that scene. It goes from grief to musical to flirtation to terror. Your comic timing was hysterical in that musical performance of Betrayed. I always wonder, what's it like for someone like yourself that can clearly sing to almost badly sing this song, sort of Betrayed? How do you sort of turn a talent that you've got into something that you're acting as really bad at, potentially?
You're giving me a lot more credit. I am a horrible singer. Like, I cannot sing, and I think they wanted me to play it well, but I was like, I can't sing, so I'll go at it with all my heart, but like, it's not going to be good. So that's what it turned into. I wish I could sing, but it just is not something I'm good at.
I was sitting in my chair fidgeting when sort of Christy starts to make her move on sort of Rami, this person that's like giving her some attention, you know, we're just like, oh, I'd love to touch your beard. And like, as the camera just like closes in, and I think you're just, I don't know, that's how I felt in my seat. What was it like to sort of play that moment, like to really lean into the uncomfortableness that hopefully the audience is feeling at home?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that actors always to give truth to the moment. So kind of let go of the ego, and whatever needs to be there will be there. And so I don't like to be an actor that kind of lets their ego get in the way. So I honestly just try to be as truthful to the story and as truthful to the character as I could be. And that just meant going full out with whatever I'm struggling with at the time. And in that moment, I really wanted Rami, and I knew my reasoning behind why, and I was in the moment. So it honestly wasn't really something I had to kind of force myself into. When I got into character, when I got on set, I honestly just fell into the character and fell into the story, and truth became the most important part in the whole process. So it was just a natural and easy thing to do.
There's so many great moments in the episode, and I'd probably be your character in the moment of like, she needs to break down this door.
And she goes to like the phone to like, how do we like kick in a door? Like, I just found that very relatable. How did you and Rami sort of work together on that scene? Like, it is so unexpected. Like, it's one of those ones that feels like sort of like this Russian doll. Like, just when you think like you've got to the bottom of it, another layer comes out with like, you're not just kicking in a door. You're like both screaming Allah Akbar to like kick down the door. And I was just laughing away watching that. What was it? How did you sort of work together to make that scene as memorable and hysterical as it was?
It's honestly just about making it hysterical and fun on set. It's yeah. about the energy on set. We were all having so much fun as a group that it was just going to come across on camera. I had so much fun filming that scene, so I'm not surprised that it was funny. But it was just honestly came down to us playing off each other and like him screaming and then me trying to top him screaming and then him screaming and then us laughing and then us barging in, and the whole thing was just like piling up, and it just led to whatever it led to. But it was honestly just exploring and having fun, and then again being open and letting the laughs come and go.
You've then kind of got this sort of sickness of the Michaela character, and it felt for me like it sums up Rami. Like, it seems to blend high comedy with like drama that this person is like overdosing. What was that kind of like when you've got probably like someone like throwing up all over the place, you know, all this kind of, all the characters are coming together. You've got this fantastic Steve Way and Alexis Zal as well. What was it like when you are all kind of brought back to together again?
It was such an interesting process. It was definitely more tricky technically because there were so many more characters involved, but then it was just more fun to like play off of them. And I got to play off of Steven, like Michaela, and it was just more characters and just more, I don't know. It was definitely more technical than the other two because of like the throwing up. So it was definitely a scene where I had to kind of take a step back and like in terms of spontaneity and kind of let myself figure out the logistics behind the scene. Like, I had to be in this very spot at this very time to make sure that she caught the throw up. And there was just a lot of like technical things that I definitely learned while being on that set. So that was definitely like a learning scene for me. It was definitely in terms of like, oh wait, so I need to be here and not move so she can do this and do that. So it was just a very like very grounding and very humbling experience to be like, okay, so like there's a camera here, I can't just like put my face in front of the camera when it's like she needs to throw up. So it was definitely a very like it was just a very good opportunity to learn a different thing that I was not used to, but it was so fun, of course.
I can't believe I'm not asking you, what was it like to wear the fake braces?
Oh my goodness. It was, I want to say it was fun, but it was honestly just like, they were a little painful and they kept on like falling off. So we kept on having to like chop them off a little bit more until they were literally just like to the front of my teeth instead of all around. But it was like such a fun experience getting them like fitted. And like, I had to like get that mold thing in my mouth, and I never had braces. I had Invisaligns growing up. So I got to experience what I would look like with braces, and I was so thankful for Invisaligns. But yeah, I don't know. It was just, it made me drop into character even more. And it was fun. Yeah.
One of the things, like, you got to work with, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right here, Shireen Dabbs, the director. What was she like to work with? She's obviously such a prolific sort of TV director and producer. What was she like on set with you, and what was her direction like?
Oh my goodness. She was part of the reason why I was able to explore the way I was able to explore. She was so warm and she was so trusting towards her actors. She trusted them with her whole heart. So she kind of let them do her own thing. And then she stepped in a very like loving way, and she kind of gave her two cents, and we would kind of talk through the scene. And if I wasn't getting something, she'd be so willing to just take her time and explore the scene with me. So to have that person that is so grounded and so willing to just be there for her actors in such a grounding way, it just kind of made the whole experience so much more homey and welcoming. And that's kind of why I think the actors are able to do such great work, because they have such a stable director that is able to hold space for her actors. Instead of telling them what to do, she kind of talked out things with them and kind of got to the essence of the scene, but didn't tell you how to do the scene, and she kind of just let you have it. So to have her on set, it was so amazing, and I'm so thankful I was able to be directed by her.
How long were you sort of on set for All Together on Rami?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it was 2 years ago. So I may be wrong, but I think it was like 3 days. 3 days for a few scenes. That sounds right.
Obviously it's been a few years now. What's it like looking back on that experience, and what have you sort of taken away from those few days on the Rami set?
Oh my goodness. I'm like one that doesn't really like to watch my work. So I've kind of like stayed away from it. And then I watched it a few days ago because this interview reminded me of it. But it's just such an amazing experience, and it's so close to my heart. And what's close to my heart is the experience of filming Rami and not so much the product of it. So I think that's why I don't really care too much about like watching my scene over and over again. I just think the product, I mean, like shooting it, is so close and so near and dear to my heart that it will always be something I remember, because it's one of my first big projects, and it's everyone there was so warm and so welcoming that there's no way it's getting by me. Like, I'm keeping that memory.
Was it just a few days ago you watched it for the first time, did you say?
Oh no, not the first time. The first time I watched it was actually at the Esper studio, and I got to watch it in like William Esper's like office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel weird saying this, but I was like horrified by my work. I was like, oh my gosh, I ruined my career. I was like so embarrassed by it. And I think it was just like the rawness of it, and like the fact that I was seeing myself on TV for the first time. I was like, what is happening? Oh my goodness. But no, I appreciate the work now, and it's still a little embarrassing to watch, but I get that it is a very important part and a very important show, and I love it.
Did you go back and sort of watch that first season when it sort of dropped on Hulu? Is it, or is it just the one episode you've seen so far?
No, I definitely watched Rami when it came out, when it first came out. It's such a unique show. It is such a special show, and I think everyone can relate to it, which I think is why it's doing so well.
What's it like to sort of work on a show like Rami, to have that on your CV, something in its first season that has won multiple awards, and more people seem to be coming to it every sort of week and month, like the more this kind of buzz about it kind of goes around?
It's so fun to see the project take on like a whole life. Like, it's not just one that kind of got away from the world, like the world is kind of taking notice, which I think is very important and very significant to where we are in the world in terms of where we were maybe 5-10 years ago. But I also think it has I think it's doing so well because at its core, it's honestly just about how messy humans are. And it's not about a specific type of person. It's honestly just about the fact that all humans are messy and all humans deal with the same problem. So I think that's why it's being held on so tightly to people that watch it, because it's not just about one specific group. Of course, we like take Muslims and we use, and he is of course a Muslim, but it's at the end of the day, the show is not about him being a Muslim. It's about him being a human being. And I think that's why it is getting along so well with a huge number of people, because everyone can relate to it.
Is it great for you as an actor to have something like this where you are like, it's quite a quick show to get through as well. And like, it's not difficult for people to find you in that kind of show, that you can sort of have your work showcased at the click of a button on someone's Hulu button, or, you know, all around the world, something like this, as opposed to sometimes people can star in films and it's like, oh yeah, you've got to get it on this service, or you've got to find it, sort of rent it for this price. Is it great for you as an actor to have something where you can go, if you want to watch it, it's right there, you can access it anytime, and people can see your work and see the great performance that you did?
Thank you. It definitely has been helpful. I mean, I think any project you do, it doesn't matter how tiny it is or how big it is, if your performance is there, people will come and people will eventually see you. So I mean, of course, Rami being as popular as it was helped, and it definitely got me recognition for like managers and agents and things of that nature. But I don't want to give the impression that it was only due to the fact that Rami was popular, because I think actors can have this way about like this toxic way of thinking of like, oh, I have to be in a project that's widely known for me to get anywhere. But I just want actors to kind of realize that if you do good work, people will come. So it doesn't matter if it's a guest star in a huge show or like a student film, like just get out there, do the work, do good work, and people will come and people will see it. So I mean, I'm grateful that it was so successful and popular, but at the end of the day, I think it has to do with the work.
Was there a moment when you realized sort of like it had been a success, like that people were seeing your episode? What was that moment like when it clicked that things had really worked out potentially?
It was kind of a gradual process. I remember it really clicked for me when I first got to LA and I was in the grocery store with my father and someone came up to me and they just like commented on my performance. They were saying how much they loved it and how much they loved me. And it was such like a moment of like awakening. I was just so baffled. I was like, wait, someone recognizes me? Someone saw me and Rami? Like, it didn't feel real until someone from real life kind of brought it to my attention, because before that it was kind of like my bubble. It was like everyone at Espo was like, oh my gosh, you were so good in it. And all my friends and family, of course, but I was never really spotted by a stranger in real life. So to have that experience kind of woke me up to like how big Rami was getting and how important the show is and how exciting it all is.
It's obviously been sort of a challenging year for sort of performers and the arts with COVID and lockdown. How have things been for yourself, and what can people that are listening to this or people that want to support the creative arts, what can we all do to sort of support the arts and performers like yourself just now?
We're all just kind of figuring it out as we go. I don't know if there's anything you guys could do to help artists, except maybe watch the movies, watch the shows, don't kind of give up on it, which I think we're all doing because we are all in lockdown. But I don't know. I think it's kind of on the actors to take care of themselves at the moment. I don't really think it's on anyone else's shoulders. I think actors should be in classes. And I don't know, I'm writing a short film with a very close friend of mine. Yeah, so it's kind of just taking this lockdown and this very odd circumstance in our life and kind of just utilizing it and making the most out of it and finding different ways to be creative.
We pose this question to sort of everyone we have on the show. What's your sort of opinion of A24, and what are some of the highlights of their filmography and TV shows for you?
Oh man, I'm a big A24 girl, but I think my favorite movie they've ever done would have to be Lady Bird, directed by Greta Gerwig. It has all my favorite actors in it, and it honestly just gets the essence of what I love about acting in movies. And it's just about the characters and the messiness and the flawed humans a part of Lady Bird. I'm just not a very big action fan. I'm a fan of movies that kind of explore the depths of humanity. And I think A24 movies in general do a really good job of that. So it's something I really, really gravitate towards. So I was so thankful to be a part of Rami.
So for people that were like listening to this that want to stay up to date with like news or any of the work that you're doing, and they have already checked out the Marvel Cinematic Universe Wikipedia, where's kind of the best places to kind of keep up to date with your news or sort of social media?
Yeah, things are kind of working behind the scenes right now, so I think to follow me on Instagram is a very easy way to keep up to date with me. But in terms of actual acting and in terms of what I'm doing, there's a couple of things that are just kind of behind the scenes that will make its way into like the population soon. So just stay patient, stay open. If you want updates, follow me on Instagram, which is just my name. But yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing what comes next. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure to go behind the scenes over Rami with you, and I'm excited to see what you do next.
No, I'm excited. Thank you for having me. It was fun.